I'd like to call the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. Quorum is present. Clerk will note the roll. Representative Simpson moves the minutes from Wednesday, April 23rd, 2008. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Members, I will move the proposed supplemental calendar for today for Wednesday, April 30th. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Members, we are going to go into recess. We will be back for a Rules Committee meeting part two at noon. We're going into session at 10:30. We'll be breaking the caucus until noon. We'll come back at noon for a few minutes, take care of the rest of the business as session is starting up again at noon. Members, we're in recess. Members, we're back in order out of recess. Representative Atkins, if you care to join us, welcome to the Rules Committee. We will take Representative Atkins' bill first. I will, pursuant to Permanent House Rule 4.03, Representative Sertich moves that House File 4207 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to Local Government and Metropolitan Affairs Committee. Representative Atkins, welcome.
Good morning, and thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon. I am also prepared to answer questions with respect to Representative Hornstein's bill. The similarities of the bill, the two bills, are that they require full enforcement of the agreements that the state of Minnesota entered into with the Northwest Airlines organization over the years. The only difference in my bill is that it calls for additional damages in the event that they are available, the sort of damages that are available under any contract in Minnesota, incidental, consequential, and so forth. That's the chief difference between the two bills, and that, in essence, is the two bills. And with that, we want to go to the Local Government Metropolitan Affairs Committee.
And the reason the bills are here, members, is it's past deadline, so we have to waive the deadline rules. Representative Magnus.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering if there was any consideration of going to transportation on these two. What's the plan with these?
Representative Magnus, I do know because local government has the Metropolitan Airports Commission underneath them. That's the appropriate next place to go with this, and that's generally where these bills do travel.
I'm wondering, though, if the air situation for transportation. I didn't know transportation as the same.
Representative Atkins.
Very briefly, there's not been a request, and moreover, this is it's a contract issue as opposed to a transportation issue.
Okay. Representative Simpson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess Representative Atkins, maybe help me out here. I was asking the question before you came in about the MAC. What's the status of the MAC, and how is it set up, and who's got the thumb on them, or what are they? Are they a separate entity of the state, or help me out here a little, will you?
Representative Atkins.
I will do my best to Mr. Chair, Representative Simpson. I believe they are a 15-member organization and agency of the state of Minnesota appointed with 13 members by the governor and two additional members, one from the city of Minneapolis, one from the city of St. Paul. They do have the authority to enter into contracts. They did so in this case, and we have the authority to oversee them. Should we choose to do so, this bill would ask that that be done, that they not be able to compromise on that contract until and unless it was fully enforced through the terms of the bill, or under the terms of the bill.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Finkelstein.
Mr. Chair, just a question about local government committee. Representative Atkins, do you know if they actually plan on meeting now between now and May 19th? Or?
Representative Atkins.
Mr. Chair, Representative Finkelstein, I believe they intend to meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. So, yeah.
Just a question to that committee meeting, and I know our Commerce Committee has met. Can we take action in those committees?
Mm-hmm. That is correct, yes.
Okay, and if we take action, Mr. Chairman, what moves that bill then?
If we vote in the affirmative on my motion for this bill, the rules are waived for it, so it's able to travel through the process.
Okay.
That's not really...
Mr. Chair, just real briefly, I'm going to request an abstain, given that I'm a Northwest employee, and I want to publicly apologize. I probably should have done that yesterday in Commerce. I was jogging last night and thought of a conversation I had with Representative Simon last year and Atkins and Winkler, my dial-a-friend attorneys, and they recommended that last year there was something that I abstained for, and I should have in commerce, and I didn't, and I plan to today.
The clerk will make note of that, and hopefully all three of them then charge you for the same advice. Representative Atkins.
There will be a bill, Representative Lilly, but in addition to that, we didn't hear you vote, so we noted that you were an abstention on that bill.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll renew my motion pursuant to permanent House Rule 4.13. I move that House File 4207 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Local Government and Metropolitan Affairs Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Members, I will now make the motion that House File 4015 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Local Government and Metropolitan Affairs Committee. This is the Hornstein Bill. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, members. We're in recess.
Sure.